The Amos and Andy Music Hall. Wilcox inviting you to the Amos and Andy Music Hall, brought to you transcribed every Monday through Friday by Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell, Amos and Andy, and starring George Kingfish Stevens as Master of Ceremonies.
Come in, folks, and welcome to the Amos and Andy Music Hall.
Good evening, everybody.
How is you, folks?
Tell me something, Kingfish. Has you been able to raise the money to put on the Lodge Hall picnic tomorrow?
No, boys, I ain't. I'm desperate, too.
Yeah, man. When them 118 Lodge brothers and their wives show up here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock ready to board the bus for the picnic, what's going to happen here will make Cutts' last stand look like Aunt Dinah's quilting party.
Shut up, you fool. Amos, put on some music there while I figure the way out of this mess.
Well, all right, Kingfish. We're going to hear the voices of Walter Schumann singing The Man from Laramie.
The man from Laramie. He was a man with a peaceful turn of mind. He was kind, sociable, and friendly.
Quick, why don't you wire your Aunt Minnie and tell her that you need an emergency operation again?
I think of that. But in the last 5 years, she has sent me money to remove my appendix, my tonsils, my liver, and my gallbladder. She'd be good for a touch, but I have stripped myself bare. I ain't got nothing left inside of me with any real cash value. Now, Kingfish, if you hadn't tampered with the budget in the first place, you wouldn't be in this mess.
Oh, you was a big help, Amos, telling me that now.
That's like telling the guy sitting in the electric chair that he should have committed the crime before the electricity was invented.
Anyway, Kingfish, you're going to have to really act fast. When it comes to getting that money, you better follow Miss Dookie Young's advice here and do it now.
Take me in your arm tonight, dear. Hold me close and hold me tight, dear. Don't wait till tomorrow. close and hold me tight, dear. Don't wait until tomorrow. Of me, show me just how much you love me. Don't wait till tomorrow, do it now. For weeks and weeks we have been dating. You never kissed me once. You were driving me crazy with this waiting. If you find me so exciting, if you find my lips inviting, don't wait until
everybody wants to be in style, so for full particulars, listen now to Mindy Carson and Ray Anthony telling you how.
You're in style when you step with the National Guard on any main street, USA. All the men you parade with were kids you once played with. They're doing a big job today. You can learn why you earn with the National Guard. A million bright guys can't be wrong. You're in style when you step with the National Guard to keep America strong.
I don't know what to do about this picnic. I has exhausted all my financial possibilities. I cleaned out the attic this morning, took all the stuff down to Joe's pawn shop.
Wouldn't he give you nothing on it?
Well, I took an old raccoon coat I found that belonged to Sapphire's mama. I thought maybe Joe would buy it to cut it up into Davy Crockett hats. But the thing was pretty well worn. He said that either mama or the raccoon had done too much sitting down to make it worthwhile.
Well, why didn't you take down that solid gold watch that the Lodge brothers gave you at the testimonial dinner last year?
I did. But Joe gave it the test for gold. He dropped some acid on the thing. The whole back plate turned green and dissolved.
You mean it weren't real gold?
Well, when he got through, the only part of the inscription you could read said, American Brass Company, Bridgeport.
While you was mulling it over, King Gage, I'd like the folks to hear Mr. Lou Monte singing, With You Beside Me.
How happy I'd be with you beside me, with you beside me. Beside me, the sun would shine. I'm without you. My life is lonely, sweetheart, if only you
like I hear a little music, don't you, Kingfish?
Music? No, Brother Amos. I can't say I do.
Well, you listen just a little more carefully. It's real cool music.
Smoking pleasure comes right back when you buy your first cool pack. Switch from hot to
cools. Yes, your first cool pack brings smoking pleasure back. Smoking pleasure comes back to you in the clean, cool smoke of a cool cigarette. No other cigarette gives you such a clean, cool taste in your mouth. No other cigarette leaves your throat feeling so soothed and relaxed all day long. So when hot cigarettes begin to taste flat, when your throat feels rough and dry, switch from hots to cools. Instantly, you'll find smoking's a pleasure again with cools. They feel so good in your mouth and throat.
Smoking pleasure comes right back when you buy your first cool pack. Switch from hots to
cools. As Willie the Penguin says, your first cool pack brings smoking pleasure back. Smoke
cools.
Smoke
cools.
King size or regular.
Folks, don't you make the mistake of delaying. Get yourself a pack of cools here. King size or regular size, I don't care. Just you get cools.
Supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you? Would you think I'm speaking out of turn? Supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
Yeah, well, I ain't no closer to solving my problem of raising money for the Lodge picnic.
Well, I was just thinking, Kingfish, can't you sneak your mom-in-law's bridge out of the house and hock it again?
Well, I think of that, but the old gal is getting cagey lately. Instead of putting it in a glass of water, she's been sleeping with her grin under the mattress.
Well, I know somehow you was going to solve the problem over the weekend, Kingfish, but right now we have something here a little on the serious side for the folks. It's Mr. Tennessee Ernie Ford with his hands.
His hands paint the flowers
puts leaves in the trees. At his whisper, birds start singing. When my heart needs melodies, why I stray from all his goodness, my poor mind can't understand. I'm to blame for my misfortune. I lost hold of his hand. Those hands still give me mercy, though I'm wrong as wrong can be. If they really gave me justice, I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. I've obeyed the wrong command. I'm going back to the chapel in search of his hand.
Those hands still give me mercy,
though I'm wrong as wrong can be.
If they really gave me justice,
I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. In search of his
During 1955, the President's Committee on Employment of the Physically Handicapped is stepping up its program of rehabilitation provided by the Vocational Rehabilitation Amendments of 1954. Through this legislation, it is hoped by the end of 1959 to triple the number of handicapped persons rehabilitated annually and made ready for work. This means that there must be work opportunities each year for a much larger number of handicapped than are absorbed into industry at the present time. Clem D. Johnston, president of the Chamber of Commerce of the United States, has reported that the competence of physically handicapped workers, when given proper job placement, is becoming more recognized by employers throughout the nation. Their job performance records compare favorably with those of the able-bodied with respect to productive efficiency, accident rates, and absenteeism. So employers, listen. Check your job needs. You'll be glad you hired the handicapped.
Joy with
lesson to play the happiness around there was the DeJohn sisters.
Good night, folks. See you Monday at the same time, and our guest is going to be Mr. John Wayne.
Good night, everybody.
So long, folks.
Amos and Andy Music Hall will be presented again Monday night at this same time. Our guest will be Mr. John Wayne. Can you fight communism? Yes. You can fight communism by giving truth dollars to help Radio Free Europe. Each truth dollar pays for 100 words over Radio Free Europe, helps millions behind the Iron Curtain resist communism. Send your truth dollars today to Crusade for Freedom, care of your postmaster. This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to join us every night, Monday through Friday. The Amos and Andy Music Hall transcribed is produced by Sam Pierce and directed by Cliff Howell. Executive producers Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier.